With cuts to plowing services, it might be time to consider an alternate mode of transport if that big snowstorm ever comes. But skiing on roads in the Haynesboro is illegal, and those gliding down local thoroughfares can be dinged with a fine. One ski enthusiast is spearheading a campaign in hopes of changing that minor offense. Currently, Eric Stevens has collected nearly 140 signatures on a petition to do away with that violation. If fined, a rogue road skier would have to pay $25 for a first offense and $5 for each subsequent offense. Stephen says the catalyst for the petition is simply that he and many others he knows would like the option of skiing to work or to the grocery store.
People are always just like, oh, it's so stupid. This is the most ridiculous thing. We need to change this. And we've been talking about this for years, and I finally decided, like, it's time someone should take it on as a cause.
Stevens brought the case to the Minor Offenses Ordinance Ad Hoc Committee last month. The committee members had mixed reactions. Here's Stevens addressing the committee with response from committee chair Bill Thomas and member Ron Jackson.
I mean, I've got this petition here. I don't know if I can deliver this to you, if I can read it to you.
We know what you want, but that, again, it's not ours. We can eliminate the fine, but we can't do anything about the...
Okay, well, yeah.
Point of order. He's got 3 minutes here. I'd like to hear what he has to say.
Well, he said it, but okay.
Well, just I do want to be clear because it's not an entire section of code we want to remove.
Steven says the group just wants part of the offense regarding skiing, roller skating, and sledding on the roads changed to omit skiing from the list of unlawful activities. Committee member Donnie Turner suggested Stevens take it to the assembly. Mike Case agreed.
In order for you to get any effect out of what you've done, it needs to be presented to the assembly because we have no power to do it.
But Mayor Jan Hill says the committee does have the authority to recommend not only changes in fines, but altering or discarding offenses that are redundant or aren't relevant. She says the door is, quote, wide open as far as what the ad hoc committee can tackle and recommend. Despite being dismissed by a few of the committee members, Stephen says he's optimistic that the committee and ultimately the assembly will see that skiing on roads offers a healthy transportation alternative.
I don't think I did a very good job of getting the message across. I think there's still some work to be done with the committee to make sure that everybody understands what we're asking. So we're going to keep trying. It's just an age-old form of transportation that's healthy, it's active, it's fun. People enjoy it, and in a small town, there's really no reason that we can't be sharing the road with skiers the same way we share the road with bikers.
Dan Egolf has lived in Haines since 1980 and says the issue has been coming up for a couple of decades. He says that rewriting the law so that people can ski on the roads but would have to abide by traffic laws is a good solution.
It was enforced historically 20 years ago, and from talking to Eric, there have been people been told to get off their skis and to walk back, and it seems like another one of these laws that needs to be looked at, and I don't think there's near the hazard involved with people skiing prudently or other modes of transportation that are allowed.
In Skagway, skiing on municipal roads is permitted according to the code, but skiers are subject to various traffic laws. Borough Clerk Emily Deitch says it's not something that's done all that often. People usually want to ski on trails, but it's nice to have the option, especially after a big dump of snow.
As far as I know, it has never been an issue here. It's not something they usually choose to do in town, but I have seen it happen.
The Haines Minor Offenses Committee meets next on December 17th at 5:30 p.m. Among other topics, the group will discuss who the enforcers should be when it comes to doling out citations. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.